Blackstone Audio presents 1 Year After by William R. Forstchen. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. For Congressman Roscoe Bartlett and Dr. Richard Pry, who first sounded the warning about EMP, and for the real Franklin clan, who have become a true blessing in my life. Prologue, 730 days since the day. This is BBC News. It's 3 a.m. Greenwich wartime, and this is the news for today. This day marks the second anniversary of the start of the war that saw the detonation of 3 EMP weapons over the continental United States, another off the coast of Japan, and a fifth weapon believed to have veered off course and detonated over Eastern Europe. The effects of this attack, never fully confirmed but believed to have been an act between Iranian-supported terrorists and North Korea, continued to reverberate around the world. It is estimated that upwards of 80% of all Americans and more than half the population of Japan, Eastern Europe, and what had been Western Russia and the Ukraine have died. As a result, China has been seen as the new superpower in the wake of the attack, with significant Chinese forces, defined as humanitarian, now occupying the west coast of the United States and Japan. Western Europe and our own United Kingdom, though spared the direct results of the attack, are still feeling the profound economic impact as the world attempts to re-establish economic and political balance. In South Asia, intense fighting continues in the wake of a limited nuclear exchange between Pakistan and India. The second anniversary of what most now call the day?